Welcome to the Real Estate Mastery Minute, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their careers to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. In today's episode, we'll be delving into the powerful strategy of setting SMART goals for success in real estate. So what exactly are SMART goals? SMART is an acronym that stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and Time-bound. Let's break down each component and explore how it applies to your real estate career. First is specific. When setting goals, it's crucial to be specific about what you want to achieve. Instead of vague aspirations like increased sales, try setting specific targets such as increase my sales volume by 20% over 2023. An example might be a realtor might set a specific goal to close 5 new listings in the next quarter. Second, measurable. Your goals should be quantifiable so that you can track your progress and determine whether you're on track to achieve them. Define clear metrics or milestones that will indicate success. For instance, measure progress towards the goal of closing 5 new listings by tracking the number of listing appointments scheduled each week. Third, make sure they're achievable. While it's important to aim high, your goals should also be realistic and attainable to give you resources, skills, and a time frame. Setting unrealistic goals can lead to frustration and burnout. For example, if you typically close 2 listings per month, aiming to close 10 listings on a single month may not be achievable without significant changes to your workload, strategy, or your work ethic. Fourth, make sure your goal is relevant. Ensure that your goals are relevant to your overall objective and priorities. They should align with your long-term vision for your real estate business and contribute to your growth and success. For instance, if your long-term goal is to become a top-selling agent in your area, setting a goal to improve the lead generation strategies would be relevant and impactful. Fifth and finally is time-bound. Set a deadline or a time frame for achieving your goals to create a sense of urgency and accountability. Without a deadline, goals are only dreams and can easily fall by the wayside or become just an aspiration. Another example is setting a deadline for 3 months to close 5 new listings. Now setting up weekly checkpoints to make sure that you're on pace and that way you can monitor your progress. By setting SMART goals, you can propel your real estate career forward and achieve greater success than ever before. Remember to revisit and revise your goals regularly as circumstances change and new opportunities arise. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share if you got something out of this podcast or you know somebody that will. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook and like Real Estate Mastery Minute. That way you get updates on when new episodes and blog posts come out and send me a message over there. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you want to hear about in the future podcasts. Hope you have a great day and God bless. We'll talk to you guys soon.